little bit of musical intertwining there from composer Bruce Adolph, who's at the piano and who just played that for us. The tune is The Streets of Laredo, rewritten in the style of Bach. In fact, in the style of the Goldberg Variations by Bach. Bruce Adolph is here, as he is every week. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
It's Piano Puzzler time, and every week we get a listener on the phone to listen to a puzzler and then try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Anne Majette is joining us from New York City. Anne, how are you?
Hi.
Nice to have you here, and say hi to Bruce.
It's great to be here. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Anne, some of our listeners may recognize you by name. You're a music critic for the New York Times.
I am indeed.
So
Yes. What
is the role of the critic?
I think the role of the critic is to stimulate discussion about an art form that we all love. I think the most important thing is to care and to show people why they should care, even if it's passionately to care about something that you hated and they loved. ideally, we should be promulgating a discussion that I don't think is happening quite enough in this country right now.
Now, we're not going to answer this question in the next 30 seconds, but can you, in 30 seconds or less, tell me what is the future of classical music?
Boy, doesn't everybody want to know the answer to that question. I think it might have to do less with some of the standard forms of institutions of classical music we've gotten to know, like orchestras and even my beloved opera houses, and more with expanding the ways in which people express themselves. Take Osvaldo Golijov, who is incorporating folk music and world music into so-called classical compositions for unusual ensembles.
So combining genres, just like the Piano Puzzler.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of which, why don't we do a Piano Puzzler here? Your job will be to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either, so if you need any brainstorming help, I'm here to throw you off as much as possible.
I'm sure I will come begging to you.
Okay, Anne, here's your Piano Puzzler.
Write a small review. The pianist delivered with aplomb a piece with some familiar tunal elements and a great deal of passion.
Okay.
I take that as a positive review.
Sure.
Can I go now?
So,
well, I hear obviously 20th century. I might say Russian for Shostakovich.
Well, you know, there's a shared vocabulary in the 20th century with certain Russians and Slavs and Eastern Europeans and all types. This person is not Russian, actually not Slavic either. We have to move slightly away from Russia.
You know, you're going to tell me and I'm going to slap my head and say, of course, because it's extremely familiar. I know it's somebody very well known.
What if, since you were giving a review to the performer, we gave a review to the composer's style and said some words that might actually bring it out? I mean, because this kind of thing. And this. I mean, to describe the sound of that.
Forward propulsion. I refuse to use the word spiky in a review because I believe it's overused. But
there's some clusters there.
Mm-hmm.
has a certain angularity to it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be doing my job, too.
Of course, the reason I'm just picking out those words is I don't have a great guess either. Okay, it's not a Russian, it's not a Slav.
Now, I have to remember that the person not being a Slav might be confusing unless you know one Slav from another. I mean, what Slav really means.
Oh, my. Now we're getting into semantics.
Yeah, no, I know, because one time I think we called this composer a Slav in the past and got corrected.
Uh-huh. Now I'm going toward Bartok, but that's not...
Well, no, Bartok is who we're after here.
Oh.
Bella Bartok.
Okay. Maybe the Slav thing gets confusing, but do you remember what, you know, we've had some Slavic issues.
Yeah.
Speaking of, as you did a moment ago, mentioning Osvaldo Golikov, you know, here's one of the composers who put a lot of folk music into his music without actually quoting. But so in this case, instead of a folk-like melody, there's a well-known pop song that has been integrated into the Bartokian world of dissonant accompaniments and triadic harmonies and occasional clustery seconds.
Well, I can hear the sort of rhythms and the outline of the pop song, but it's not coming to mind.
If you can possibly isolate the top line,
mm-hmm.
And try to ignore a couple of other things, which is what it's sometimes like when you perform, you know, in a piece like this, maybe the tune will come out. I'm going to try some of it again. That's the part that makes me crack up, because it keeps sticking out. And if the tune happens to occur to you, then that part gets to be pretty funny. Especially at the end. And what gave me the idea to use Bartok in this way is actually the title of the tune. Now, if you take out the lower dissonant, you have this.
Don't know why. In the sky.
I might not know the song.
Don't know why. Go, Fred.
I can hear don't know why.
Yeah.
Stormy weather.
Oh, you know, I don't think I've ever heard stormy weather. So, of course, it is stormy weather that you're playing.
Well, that's what exactly. I mean. It was the title of Stormy Weather that made me think, if I take that Harold Arlen tune, let me make a stormy one. And I thought maybe I'll do Liszt, but then I said I knew I didn't have time to practice that, so I made it Bartok.
Well, Anne Majette, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. And what's your public radio station?
WNYC, New York.
Anne Majette, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler.
Thank you, Fred. And thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.